Germs, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm going to do the Victor pet tip of the week today, combined again with our little pooch that we need to help, and I thought it'd be good to do it right here. Feisty is the dog. It's at the SPCA in Dallas, SPCA just west of downtown Dallas. It's the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive. Good-looking border collie mix. And from last week, Edna still needs a home, too. So go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and you can see pictures of both Feisty and Edna, and we need to give them a little help. It's important, a good tip today at this time of the year. I'm starting to get some questions already about fleas and about diseases in the yard that people are worried about concerning their pets and themselves in some cases too. And it's really good, it's really important for you to mark on your calendar right now that it's not too far away that you need to apply some very important things. Every gardener, every homeowner that has pets needs to apply. And one of those things is beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes will control fleas and ticks very well. And some people will tell you that it's too cold to put them out. Well, when it's warm weather like we're having here in Dallas and you have an outbreak, that's a perfect time to do it. But at the very least, put it on your to-do list to get some when you do have an outbreak and head the problem off. If you do it early in the year, you're probably not going to have a lingering problem with fleas and ticks on during the season. The other thing that I would do is just go organic. I mean, it's the thing about it, some of the people that are asking me about diseases in the garden and what specifically to do, if you have rich, healthy biological activity from using compost and organic fertilizers and the liquid sprays that we talk about and all those kind of things, you're going to have a much higher level of biological activity. Well, what's one of the best ways to control pathogens and diseases is to have all this other biological activity that's competition to those pathogens. Cornmeal, we just applied to our whole place, for example, because I saw an indication of a few little disease issues on a couple of little plants. So take a look at, if you haven't already, going totally organic, making some good applications right now, and specifically put down the beneficial nematodes sometime soon. If you do it now, if you've got any already starting to show up, that's fine. But for sure, after we go through this warm period and it gets cold again and it starts to warm up again, that's probably going to be the time for everybody. And just on a side note, as soon as the leaves start emerging on the plants, that's a time for everybody to do it and to do trichogramma wasps for the control of all kinds of caterpillar problems in the garden. Okay, and Victor Pet Food is a Victor. The website is victordogfood.com, and they help us with these animals. By the way, wherever you are in the country, help your rescue organizations. It's just a great way to get a pet, as just like it is here in Dallas. Jamie in Los Angeles next up. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, I'm a Texan living in Los Angeles, and as you know, we have a serious drought situation out here.
Yep.
And I have a third of an acre, and we are all organic, and I'm also a water conservationist, but I wanted to know, of the different products that you talk about, Humate, the Mycorrhizia, the green lava sand, which of these products would be the absolute best thing for me to reduce water consumption on my property?
You know, it's an interesting point that you bring up. Lava sand, which you're about as close to as we are, it comes from New Mexico, is the best at holding moisture in the soil at just the right level for a longer period of time. It's been a kind of a frustrating thing to get the Lavasan on the market as much as we would like. The people that are kind of in charge, I think they kind of dominate the industry there. Mm-hmm. They like to sell it as inexpensive road material, road construction material, and big bulky things. They don't really want to deal with us landscape and horticultural issue. So you can probably the best thing for you to do is talk to your local landscape contractor or nursery and tell them that we have it, as you know, here in Texas, uh-huh. and they can get it from the same people. All they need to do is do a web search for Lavasan, and they'll find the manufacturers, quote-unquote. It's a waste material for making lava gravel, okay. and can get it in for you. Buying it and shipping it in bags is something that would cost quite a bit. Now, if you had a reason to take a whole truckload, that would be a very economical way to buy it. But, most homeowners don't need that much.
Right. Okay. So that would be the absolute best thing.
I think is even better than compost. Compost is incredibly important, and you don't want to do the Lavasan without compost. I think the yin and yang is very important, how they work together. But mm-hmm. but what actually holds moisture better longer is Lavasan. It's incredible how it works.
All right. Thank you, Howard. I really appreciate this. Quick question on the cornmeal, because my St. Augustine had some patches that died this year.
Uh-huh.
When you're saying cornmeal, is this a cornmeal like when I go to the grocery store, or is this a cornmeal I have to get from an agricultural center?
Well, any kind of cornmeal has the properties. The cornmeal at the grocery store is going to cost more than if you buy a horticultural cornmeal at the garden center.
Okay.
And if they don't have any, in stock, Logan and I, when she was looking around at where to go to college, we were out there and she ended up going to Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Los Angeles for a period of time, too. And we looked around at the nurseries and the feed stores and everything, and I was flabbergasted at how few of them had organic products in California.
It's really hard. And if they have them, they're in the tiniest little boxes, and the price is outrageous.
That's exactly what we saw. We saw these boxes like cereal boxes,
mm-hmm.
and they're still on the market. There are people here in the Dallas-Fort right. Worth area now buying these packages that are that way, and they don't make any sense financially at all. They're ridiculous.
No, especially if you have a third of an acre, and most of them are actually smaller than a cereal box.
Right.
My girlfriend went and looked for some humate this past week. A 20-pound bag was $80.
Wow, man.
Yeah, it's not feasible.
Talk to the retail people, and if anybody gives you any interest at all, that's been the problem in the past. They've not had any interest, and they've brought the organic stuff in and stuck it in a corner. And if you found it at all, it was covered in dust, like you said, and in those small containers. But if any retailers are interested, we can help line them up with manufacturers direct and with distributors that have products in 40 and 50-pound bags and, more economical ways of buying the stuff, which is very important because if it doesn't make any sense financially to us, it doesn't make any sense, period.
Right. Thank you, Howard. I really appreciate this.
Appreciate the call, Jamie.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
See you soon. Let's go to Joanne in Alvarado. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard your lecture on Thursday, and it was awesome.
No, thanks for being there.
Absolutely. I need to know, please, how to successfully plant and grow my 6-foot bay tree in the dirt rather than in the big pot that it's in now.
Well, I've got pretty good experience with that. I grew mine in a pot for, 4 or 5 years, I guess. It was just in a little 1 gallon or a 6-inch clay pot. What you'll find with bay, Joanne, is when you knock it out of, what kind of a pot is it in?
It's in the biggest tree pot that I can push around on a big cart.
Okay. It would have probably been better. It's beside the point, but it would have probably been better if you'd gotten it in the ground earlier because it's going to be just heavy to handle. What you want to do is get that pot off. Just turn it sideways and pull the pot off and leave it on the ground. What you're going to see probably is a mass of yellow roots.
Okay.
They have real thick yellow roots, and you want to take it off, examine that, and figure out some way to get it soaked completely. What you might do is roll it or drag it over first and take it out of the pot, or you can actually roll it without hurting it and run a water, some kind of water sprinkler or hose on it for a long time to soak it completely, and then you plant it. Tell you what, there's more I need to take. Can you hang on?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a little more detail when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, planting a bay tree and more right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
We're talking about planting Joanne's bay in the ground that's been in a container quite a while. We have laid it over on its side and pulled the container off, and now we're going to saturate the roots. That's really probably the most critical thing, Joanne, is make sure that, and it may not be a problem at all, but just to make sure, you want to make sure make sure that it gets completely saturated all through that root system. The second thing is use the hose and wash the top off of the ball, and you're probably going to see, unless you've already done this, that there are roots growing up above the flare.
Yes.
And you want to cut those off.
Okay.
You want to prune them away just like they're a bad limb and get down to the flare, wash that soil off that's in that area, and then dig the hole, big, wide, ugly hole like we recommend for planting all trees, a little more shallow than the height of the ball after you've changed its shape a little bit, changed its height a little bit. You measure it and dig the hole so deep that it's going to be sticking out of the ground a little bit. In other words, be a little bit high.
Okay.
Put it in there, put it in the ground, backfill with the soil from the hole, nothing else. It doesn't matter whether it's a herb like a bay or an oak tree. We plant the same way, whatever the native soil is in that area. If you're doing it in a bed that's been prepared, you'd backfill with the bed soil, and it's in the bed.
The sandy, it's very sandy soil in Alvarado. Do I need to amend that?
Nope.
Okay.
You want to plant a tree always in the native soil. See, when it starts growing, if it grows out into the backfill of the tree hole and it's something that's nicer than the native soil, it's going to go, this is real nice. And it hits the native soil and it goes, well, that's not so nice. I think I'm going to stay in here. And it starts circling and girdling in that improved soil. That's what we do not want. We do amend the surface. Once we have planted and backfilled with the native soil and soaked it in real well with the hose, we put a thin layer of compost, and you can put all of the organic amendments that we use for bed preparation right on the surface as a surface treatment. And then if you want to mulch it, that's fine, but do the mulching we talked about earlier, thick out at the edge of the hole you dug, you know, 3 inches or whatever, 2 to 3 inches. And then as the mulch moves in toward the trunk, it gets thinner and thinner so that there's no mulch on the flare. If you do that, the bay won't miss a beat, and it'll get to be as big as mine. Now, how cold does it get in Alvarado?
Well, it gets down in the single digits sometimes.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. You're colder than Dallas, so most of the non-organic people would tell you that bay won't grow outside. Mine's been outside for over 35 years, and it's gigantic, you know, doing really well.
I saw that on your website. Yeah.
You're going to be a little cold, Joanne. How have you kept it alive so far?
In that I just kept getting bigger pots, and
did you move it inside?
Yes, it's in the garage right now. I actually live in Cedar Hill, but I'm planning on moving to Alvarado maybe in the next couple years. So do you think it would do better here in Cedar Hill?
Yep, I think you can keep it alive in Cedar Hill. I'm not sure you can in Alvarado.
All right, that's what I needed to know.
A little bit too chilly. You know, mine has gotten some cosmetic damage in some of the real hard freezes, especially when you have a 80 degree day and then it drops down to 15, you know, a couple days or a day later. That'll brown some tips and give it some cosmetic damage. But when you're getting down into the teens fairly regularly, unless you have some way to put some, you know, drape some floating row cover over it or something like that, I think you may lose it, and that would be too much trouble to do anyway, to try to cover it.
Well, this is my prized possession. I would rather not lose it, you know, at all costs. Now, in the winter, I mean, do I need to plant this on the south side of the house to protect it from the north wind?
If mine is protected from the north wind by a bamboo forest, and it faces the south, and that, you know, it's doing great there, and has for a long time. But on the other hand, we had it in a pot just outside in the garden in various places, you know, for many years before it was planted in the ground. But that's probably ideal as a south-facing location.
All right. You've answered all my questions.
Good luck.
I do appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's go see what Frank's up to in Houston, Texas. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Oh, boy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
I've got a question regarding, you talked about dry molasses. What about liquid molasses?
Well, it's something we use all the time. It's one of the ingredients in the Garrett juice formula.
Okay.
It's just that dry molasses can be applied through regular fertilizer spreaders. It has soy bits in it in addition to the sugar. And so it gives more of an overall fertilizer value than just the sugar of the liquid molasses.
Okay. I have about 100 pounds of it, and unfortunately it's turned to the solid rock. And I was thinking about putting it in a 55-gallon drum. Will that destroy the soy portion of it?
You talking about you have dry molasses that's solid as a rock?
Yes.
No, not really. I think if you put it in water and soak it, you can, one, use the liquid to spray and pour around, and then the residue of the particulate stuff you can throw into beds, work it into beds as a fertilizer, or put it in the compost pile.
Okay, next and last.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll chat off the air or bring you back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and Jeff in Dallas is next up. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've got a big bed of liriope, the old style, the liriope spicata that kind of spread.
Mm-hmm.
And just cut it down. We cut it down in the spring, you know, to get rid of the growth that just laid down from the last year.
Yeah, and the round tips and all that, right.
Yeah. But I thought about, I wanted to add some new material to the bed. I was wanted to kind of top dress it. And, you know, you can't do it in the middle of the year because it's all the, you know, you have the high liriope standing up. Would this be a good idea while we've cut it down to put it maybe compost and some lava sand or something on it?
Yeah, it'd be a good time. How did you cut it down, Jeff?
Ours is even enough that we can run a mower over it.
Okay, I was going to say, that's what I'd recommend. Yeah, and while
we've got about 6,000 square feet of it, so it's a big bed.
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah. No, this is a perfect time to put the compost down as a mulch on the bare soil around the plants, and you can do an organic fertilizer also while you're doing it. And you'll see dramatic results. The spicata liriope has a tendency to get a little more yellow in it than big blue and some of the others. And I think it will really like you doing this this treatment.
Okay. Some of the old gardeners tell me to be careful about getting it into the crowns, but I think they're talking about more about the big blue, which is clumpy. This stuff's growing up out of the ground. I would think just to spread it over the whole area would be good.
I think so, too. I don't know what problems they're thinking about it would have. It would probably be more efficient and best for it to all go around the plants and be on the ground. But if some gets in the crowns, I don't think that's a problem. If you do get some in the crowns, when you water it in real well, just spend a little time going around and spraying, you know, each plant as much as you can to be good for the planting anyway, and kick it out of there. But if some is left there, I don't think it'll be a big deal.
Okay. And one more question, kind of the same deal. I've got a big St. Augustine area that I wanted to aerate and top dress this year. Do you wait until that's got a good growing going on before you do it? You don't do it while it's, do you do it while it's dormant, or when it's better to do, wait till we get some green up and good vigorous growth?
Well, if you can mulch around plants now before they start to grow, that's always better, because just like fertilizing Irish potatoes or whatever before you plant them, you know, when you get the material in there so it can start working on the biological activity before growth actually kicks in, that's a better thing to do than to wait until it's growing and put it out then. It'll work okay. It just works better if you do it earlier.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll get after it then.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Get to work. I'll see you, Jeff. Let's go to Plano and talk to Raul. Are you there, Raul?
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
What can I do for you?
Sorry, I was watering my plants and had you on mute. I've got a deck that I tried to stain last year, and it didn't match the stain, and it looked horrible, you know, and basically all two-toned and everything. So I sanded it down, and I just can't get all the stain off. I was wondering if there was a green approach to paint for the deck.
What kind of wood do we have?
I'm not sure. I think it's cedar, but I don't know how to tell.
Is it kind of rough? Would it be rough cut cedar by any chance, or something smoother?
Well, I smoothed it out when I if it was, I smoothed it out with the, you know, when I sanded it down to remove the stain.
Okay. Well, the pine, if that's what it is, treated pine or whatever, is a little harder to get a nice even color.
That's why I was thinking paint, if there was a green.
Well, all I could recommend that you do is go to a place. You're in Plano. There's probably somebody in Plano that has a similar display of, you know, eco-friendly paints, but Gecko Hardware, they really specialize in it. They're in Dallas. They're not too terribly far from you. They're Northwest Highway and Ferguson Road, and they have the the low toxicity paints, and they have the stains, and they have everything else. So you might want to go there. And the guy there that's in the paint department, he understands those things pretty well. And so painting it solid, I see what you're thinking. You could get a much more even, uniform look. I'd recommend going there or try to find somebody that has a similar bunch of paints there in Plano.
Okay.
There's an Ace Hardware in Plano. And I can't tell you the exact address, but if you'll do a search for it or just look for the Ace Hardwares in your area, there's one of them that has put in a really nice display of organic products.
Oh, that's good to know.
And yeah, so you need to know about them anyway. And they're probably listed on our website and Dirt Doctor Destinations. So check that out. It'd be a good place for you to get amendments and fertilizers and Garrett juice and all that stuff anyway. And they probably will have what you need. And I just go in and get their advice.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Okie dokie.
I planted about 4 or 5 weeks ago some carrots and beets and broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, put some fertilizer, some Medina fertilizer down and compost and mulch, and watered it about once a week, I guess. You know, since we had some rains, I didn't water too much on my own. I haven't seen anything come out. Is it too late? Is it not going to come out?
Well, you planted seed just recently?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of an odd time to plant seed, but this warm weather that we're having now, you ought to be starting to see some things come up. You're not seeing any little seedlings at all, huh?
No, nothing.
Next time it would be better to do transplants rather than seedlings when you're kind of right in the middle of the winter like this.
Okay. Well,
all you can do now is just kind of wait and see, you know, and if you want to do some transplants also, the carrots should do fine. The broccoli is one I'm scratching my head a little bit about. Carrots, you can plant a succession of plantings, and right now being one of them ought to work pretty well for you. They don't germinate real fast, and so you may still get some good germination, especially during this warm weather that we're having.
Would December have been a better time?
Yeah, or in the fall. A lot of times you can get the carrots going in the fall and get them up with some tops on them, and they can take the frost pretty well. And then the second best time should be somewhere around now. So I think if you just be patient, you probably are going to see them germinate and start to do all right for you.
I've got some leftover seeds from those packages. Would it be okay to throw some out there?
Yeah, try again. You didn't use any corn gluten meal in that area by any chance, did you?
No, I did not.
Well, that's good because that hurt germination.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard you say that before, yeah.
There's all kinds of things that could go wrong when you plant seed. You know, animals eat it. Diseases strike. The temperature will be real warm. It tries to germinate, and then it gets real cold and shocks it. But in general, I think that especially the carrots, even if the broccoli germinates, I'm not sure you're going to have enough period of time for them to get large enough before it gets hot, and then they'll bolt. But just hang in there, and they may do fine for you.
Okay, because I never covered it. You know how the weather's been here.
Yeah, so I don't think you need to.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great week.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
And Joe in Dallas next up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Howard. I'm a good follow-up for the previous caller. I want to know what vegetable seed can be planted now.
Well, generally, it's funny. I would recommend the carrots at this time. But he's not having all that good luck with them. But you can plant a lot of the cool season things, especially radishes. And there's a bunch of radishes that do extremely well that you could plant from seed.
Okay.
Oh, boy, this time of the year, the seed.
How about spinach, kale, and collard greens?
Well, all of the greens would have been better to have planted later. This is the second go around, kind of the second season.
Okay.
And since seed aren't that expensive,
right,
I'd go ahead and plant some. A lot of the seed would prefer to get started in perfect conditions and then come on when there's really nice cool temperatures. But right now we're having weather that ought to be very beneficial for those various greens and carrots, and especially the radishes and things like that.
Okay. Well, it's just a beautiful day. Just go out and play in the dirt and see what happens.
I agree with you.
All right.
Have fun. Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All of a sudden, we have an open line for you. I have a couple, as a matter of fact, 866-444-3478. One thing I've been meaning to tell you about all show, and I keep forgetting it, is there is something pretty funny on our Facebook. We have, things all over the map on our Facebook, and I generally try to put things on there that are just interesting or educational or funny or whatever, and I got something funny for you right now. It's called "You Shall Not Pass, Dog," and one of my friends sent it to me, and it's hysterical. It's a montage of videos of dogs and every breed you can imagine that are trying to go past a cat, either in a hallway or go into a room. And the funniest ones are on stairs, going up and down stairs. And these cats are hysterical. They just sit there and look at these dogs, and these dogs will not pass. And at the end, there's finally a little bit of activity, but anyway, it's funny. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. And another thing I put on there, and I don't remember if I mentioned it last week or not because I had trouble getting it up on the site for a while. One of my golf buddies gave it to me, and it's a site that has all kind of different maps. I think the first one shows all the areas in the world that have 1 million people. And then the last map is the oceans where you can get eaten by a great white shark, which is kind of one of the sillier ones. But all the ones in the middle between those two are really interesting about the specks of population and things like that in the world. So check it out. It's kind of fun to look at. Howard Garrett, telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's the easiest way to do it. Membership is the button, green button over on the left. You can figure out that on if you click on it. Be back after this.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magaroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Actually, I just watched that video again of the dogs trying to pass the cats, and it is hysterical. So take a look at it. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. They finally start passing the cats toward the end of the video, but for a long time they will not go past. And the interesting thing about it is the dogs are all afraid of these cats, to pass these cats, but they're all wagging their tails like they're just as happy as they can be. Pretty cool. Paul in Waco next up. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Howard. I've got a problem with hackberry trees. I've got several rental properties around town, and they're in neighborhoods that are 50 to 60 years old. Some of the trees have grown up into the chain link fences, and I've had to go and every year tend to them, you know, and I chop them down, but they come back. So is there anything I could do when I cut a stump to drill a hole in it and put some product that won't hurt the earth?
Yeah, you can do it with vinegar, or, well, vinegar might work, but better would be liquid molasses or any kind of liquid sugar. Drill as many holes as you can, fill it up with sugar, cover it with mulch. Some people will put a little piece of, an old piece of carpet over the the sugar and everything, put the mulch on top of that just so it looks better. And it works, but hackberries are an issue. On some of them, can you not just let them grow?
They're in the fence themselves, and I don't care much for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the ones I'm trying to get rid of. Also, I've seen online a product called Puller Bear, P-U-L-L-E-R-B-E-A-R.
Yeah, we've talked about those products on the air. The original one I saw was called a weed wrench, and there's probably five or six on the market. We put some information on Facebook about them, and I maybe ought to do a newsletter about those, because we got reports from some people that some of them weren't very strong. They didn't hold up very well. If you buy one of those, look at the consumer reports that are associated with them on the websites. And it looks like, well, in fact, one of our listeners told us that they made a recommendation in a design change, and the company took it, and it works great now.
Good.
So basically, for everybody listening, what it is a device that you it has a long handle, and you connect to the bottom of a woody plant that you don't want. And then you it clamps on there, and then you rock back on it, and it pulls the woody plant out of the ground. You know, it's just the torque from the lever that's set up. And so some of those, are, I think, are pretty good tools.
Thank you. And you say that information is on your website?
We put some, look in the library under Weed Wrench, and I think I may have put that stuff there. There's also, I think I put some information on Facebook there, and I'll make a note to do a whole newsletter on it. It's something that we get asked about from time to time, and I need to look into it a little more.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Paul. Let's go to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talk to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Dr. Durrett. I've got a quick one for you. I've got about 10 acres that I'm trying to – it's native soil. It's never had anything done to it other than brush hog. Mm-hmm. And this past year, I don't know how I got them, but I've got sunburrs. And by brush hogging and mowing around there, I think I've scattered the seeds, and I've just got – just an unbelievable amount of them.
Yeah.
What in the world can I do on that?
Well, grass burrs are, you know, they specialize in sandy soil. It's not very fertile at all. So all I can do, Bob, is start putting out as much organic material as you can. The first thing I would do if I had an acreage like that is that I'd track down any of the tree trimming companies that are around and get the tree trimmings right out of their truck and dump them on the property and rake them out. We've used that technique on ranches to help get the grasses to change over to better quality grasses and forbs. It works great and very inexpensive. The other thing is to put out corn gluten meal sometime within the next few weeks. It's the perfect time to put corn gluten meal out to do pre-emergent work on grass burrs. And the timing is the issue there, getting it out before they germinate and within a few weeks of the time that they germinate, too, so it'll have that effect. And then the final thing is just any of the organic amendments that you can afford. Just do whatever you can every year and build that carbon in the soil with compost, organic fertilizers, rock minerals, molasses, and all that stuff. But the first thing I would do if it were mine, I'd put tons and tons, as much as you can get a hold of the shredded tree trimmings of just the native local trees out on the ground. It'll build the soil for you for the best price, better than anything you can do.
Would Western Red Cedar be in that group?
Oh, Red Cedar is excellent.
Oh, I've got tons. I've got
absolutely excellent.
I've got about 25 more acres. I'm just trying to get.
Yeah, the cedar tends to work as well or better than the other trees.
Outstanding.
Okay,
that's good news. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it.
See you, Mary. You can. I'll talk to you off the air, but just real quickly on pruning Indian hawthorn. Remember that the leaves are always out at the tips, and if you prune heavily, you cut away all of the foliage, and you really stress the plant. So pick pruning, very careful pruning on Indian hawthorn, and the time to do it is sometime soon before the new foliage starts to emerge. If you had more, I'll talk to you off the air. Well, thanks everybody for putting up with my voice today. Hopefully I'll be back in better shape next week for you. In the meantime, enjoy your gardens. Go to dirtdoctor.com for the answers to your questions. And don't forget to feed and water the birds. See you later.